Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl called Julia and her father about choosing a course at university. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
So, you'd better decide which university course you're going to do, Julia. You really can't delay this much longer.
But I'm in no hurry, Dad. It's ages before I have to decide. The main problem is that I know I'd really love to do business studies, but a lot of my friends say it sounds so boring, especially my friend Anna.
What's she going to study?
Film studies. It does look exciting in comparison.
I can see that business studies might sound dull to your friends, Julia, but you know that's far from the truth.
I know.
And don't forget that with business knowledge, you might find it much easier to get a job at the end of your degree. I'm sure your friend Anna will enjoy doing film studies, and if she's lucky, she'll get a job she enjoys. But there aren't many jobs in the film industry. So, if I were her, I'd look for a different course.
You're probably right, but it is what Anna wants to do. Oh, I find it really difficult to decide. You don't think that business studies will be a bit too hard for me, do you?
Of course not.
And did I tell you? Jim Brooks said he'd employ me in their accounts department in the summer holidays if I chose business. I told him I really liked working with numbers. And of course, I always got good marks in maths at school. Not like French, which I never did well in.
Well, what about considering economics? That might interest you more, and you might find a job working for an international bank or something.
I'd never have thought of that, Dad. No one at college has ever suggested economics. I'll go and look up some information on the internet right away. You're such a help. Thanks.
Now listen again.
So, you'd better decide which university course you're going to do, Julia. You really can't delay this much longer.
But I'm in no hurry, Dad. It's ages before I have to decide. The main problem is that I know I'd really love to do business studies, but a lot of my friends say it sounds so boring, especially my friend Anna.
What's she going to study?
Film studies. It does look exciting in comparison.
I can see that business studies might sound dull to your friends, Julia, but you know that's far from the truth.
I know.
And don't forget that with business knowledge, you might find it much easier to get a job at the end of your degree. I'm sure your friend Anna will enjoy doing film studies, and if she's lucky, she'll get a job she enjoys. But there aren't many jobs in the film industry. So, if I were her, I'd look for a different course.
You're probably right. But it is what Anna wants to do. Oh, I find it really difficult to decide. You don't think that business studies will be a bit too hard for me, do you?
Of course not.
And did I tell you? Jim Brooks said he'd employ me in their accounts department in the summer holidays if I chose business. I told him I really liked working with numbers. And of course, I always got good marks in maths at school. Not like French, which I never did well in.
Well, what about considering economics? That might interest you more, and you might find a job working for an international bank or something.
I'd never have thought of that, Dad. No one at college has ever suggested economics. I'll go and look up some information on the internet right away. You're such a help. Thanks.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.